ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
राधे कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे शोभा, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे शोभा, राधे शिका दिया शबना दिया प्रेचे नेचे गोरनीताय, हरि बो बोलो रे शिका दिया।
Is that too high for everybody?
Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shobha, Shri Shri Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shobha, Che mayar boshe chacho peshe kacho habudu bubai miche, Miche mayar boshe jacho beshe kacho habudu bubai, Hari bo bolo re miche mayar boshe, Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shobha, Shri Shri Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shobha, Kole tar duko nai. That's right. C. C. Krishna das, he bishwas. Kole tar duko nai. Hari bo bolo re ji Krishna da, Radha Krishna bol bo bolo re shobha, Shri Shri Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shobha, Krishna bolbe jabe pulakka habe jorbi anki bolitai, Krishna bulbe jabe pulakka habe jorbi anki bolitai. Gotta put your hands up. হবে হরি বোলো রাধা কৃষ্ণ বোলো হরি বোলো কৃষ্ণ বোবে অগেন হরি বোলো কৃষ্ণ বোলবে যাবে রাধা কৃষ্ণ বলবো বলো রে শোভা শিশি রাধা কৃষ্ণ বলবো বলো রে শোভা রাধা কৃষ্ণ বলো সঙ্গে চলো এ মাত্রা বিখাচ্ছায় রাধা কৃষ্ণ বল হরি বোলো রাধা কৃষ্ণ বল রাধা কৃষ্ণ বল 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 রে শোভা শিশি রাধা কৃষ্ণ বল 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 রে শোভা যায় সকল বিপদ ভক্তি বিনোদ বলুন যা কোন নাম গায় যায় সকল বিপদ ভক্তি বিনোদ বলেন যা কোন নাম গায় ভক্তি বিনোদ হরি বোল রে যায় সকল বিপদ রাধা কৃষ্ণ বল 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 রে শোভা শিশি রাধা কৃষ্ণ বল 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 রে শোভা যায় সকল বিপদ ভক্তি বিনোদ বলেন যা কোন নাম গায় যায় রাধা কৃষ্ণ বল সঙ্গে চলো এই মাত্র বিখাহ চায় কৃষ্ণ বলবে যাবে পুলা কহাবে জোরবে অঙ্কি বলি থাই কৃষ্ণ যে কৃষ্ণ দাস এ বিশ্বাস করলে তো আর দুঃখ নাই নিচে মায়ের বসে ছাচো বেশে খাচো হা বুঝু পায় এ শিকারিয়া স্বপ্ন দিয়া পেছে নিচে গণিতায় হরিব 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 নিতায় গৌর হরিব হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে তাই গো হরিব 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 তাই গৌর হরিব Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. So let's look at the translation. This is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, another one of his greatest hits. Chant, chant, Radha Krishna, everyone chant. So this is something that anyone can do who has a tongue, and especially if you're human, because you can figure it out. It's a magical mantra, and the names of Krishna are very beautiful. And if you chant every day, then you start to develop a relationship with the holy name and hear something that's extraordinarily satisfying. Not only that, when you chant Radha Krishna in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then you start to be able to figure out how to deal with the world. You discern what's important, what's not important. You can see that for yourself because your intelligence gets fortified by Krishna himself, who's there present in the holy name. And by the direct process devotional service, when one's in contact with Krishna, then the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janaya Yashuvairagyam Jnanam Chayara Haitukam. One gets knowledge and detachment from the world automatically when one practices bhakti. Knowledge means to be able to see the difference between the body and the self. It also means to see things in their proper perspective. The higher perspective we have, the happier we are. In the life of animals, their perspective is not very broad. If you let a dog into a library, there's only so much, according to his or her perception, perspective to enjoy in a library. Maybe the drinking fountain, I don't know. But certainly not the books. Unless he wants to urinate on them or something like that, it becomes obvious that according to the body one's achieved, it's even one's either limited or given an expanded perspective. But when one's in the human body, then one can expand that perspective through the practice of chanting Hare Krishna. And through perspective, one understands how to put everything in its proper place. This is called nyasa. Nyasa means, not NASA, but nyasa. Nyas means understanding where everything goes. So when you say sannyas, then means you know where everything goes. In other words, everything fits in its proper place, place for everything and everything in its place, and having knowledge of our relationship with this world and also with Krishna in the spiritual world is important, because otherwise we'll misplace our energy. We'll put it in the wrong place. But by chanting Hare Krishna, we'll have this kind of knowledge. What's important? We'll see the difference between the body and the soul. We'll have a clear idea of what to do with the things we have, how to use them properly. As we discussed the other day, when we are able to utilize what we have in service to Krishna, then we become satisfied. Because it's like eating. When you put food in your mouth and it goes to the stomach, then everything else becomes satisfied, nourished, and happy. And that's the secret of success in life, is to serve Krishna. And the best way to serve Krishna is to chant Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And make no mistake about it, chanting Hare Krishna is a service to Krishna. It's the most important service that we have. So he's saying now a story about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Yananda, and they came dancing through Nadia. And they gave the teachings, chant, chant, Radha Krishna, everyone chant. So that's a pretty simple teaching, isn't it? Everyone say it.
Yes.
No, not just yes, but what was the teaching? Chant, chant, Radha Krishna, everyone chant. That's what they were teaching. They just chant, chant, Radha Krishna, everyone chant. So anybody can do that. A mechanic can do it. Not, they're less intelligent. They're pretty smart. But anyone, anywhere, doing any kind of job can learn how to chant Hare Krishna and become happy. And this is what Mahaprabhu said to his followers. First of all, he gathered them all together and he taught them how to chant Hare Krishna. they went to Shiva Sangam, the dwelling place of Shiva's Thakur. And there they had kirtan every night for a year. And all night long they chanted Hare Krishna. Of course, in the daytime they didn't sleep either. So somehow, mystically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered them to stay awake for 1 year. And after that he said, now go out into the streets of Nadia and teach everybody else to chant. So we did that recently. We went to Nadia, remember? We were on our yatra, and we went around and we chanted Hare Krishna. We also distributed books in Bangla to the people there in Nadia, and the books say, chant, chant, Radha Krishna, everyone chant. A lot of people liked it. One of the rickshaw wallahs wanted to join the Sankirtan party, or at least to have books shipped to him there in Nadia so he could distribute them all over. And this was met with a little bit of resistance because the Hindus at the time in Nadia thought this wasn't a good idea. This is a new idea. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced people going out in groups and chanting Hare Krishna on the street corners of Nadia. And so the Hindus went to the Muslim government and they complained. They say, what kind of Hinduism is this? They said, chanting out loud, God's name is sacred, and if you chant it out loud, it's an offense, and the potency will diminish. And this is nowhere in our scriptures. You know, please stop them. So the Qazi, the governor there, he sent policemen to come and break up the Sankirtan party. And they tried to scare him. They said, if you do this again, they broke one of the drums, which is a serious thing. It's very violent, smash somebody's mridanga. And then they said, don't do this anymore. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started a civil disobedience march with first hundreds, then thousands. And then Chaitanya Bhagavat describes how tens of thousands, millions, because demigods were coming in also to join. As Mahaprabhu, you can imagine, evening is coming on. He had everyone building torches, making torches in their homes. Chaitanya Bhagavat describes everyone was making torches in Nadia. And when the time came, they all started marching together with these torches. And they went right to the Qazi's house. Some of the devotees wanted to wreck his house, and they started to do that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped them, and he went in. The Qazi was hiding, and when they finally brought him out, Mahaprabhu said, what kind of way is this to treat a guest? I came here to see you, and you're hiding. This is no kind of etiquette. And he said, well, I was afraid. He said, well, you should be afraid of me. And they sat down, and they had a conversation. And in it, Mahaprabhu explained the principle of chanting Hare Krishna, and also they had a philosophical discussion because the Qazi said that, you know, in your scriptures, that there's some kind of prescription for animal sacrifice in the Vedas. Because Mahaprabhu said, why are you killing animals? This is, you'll never be able to understand anything. And that was the Qazi's response. It's in your Vedas. But Mahaprabhu pointed out that that only took place at a time when the Brahmanas were so expert they could bring the animals back to life. And he said it's forbidden in this age because people can't do it, so it's stopped now. And then the Qazi was starting to feel comfortable with Mahaprabhu, and he said, I want to reveal a secret to you. And so could we be alone? And Mahaprabhu said, these are all my intimate associates. Whatever you'd say to me, you could say to them. So he told them that I had a dream after I broke up the Sankirtan. This lion came to me and he threatened me. Said, if you ever try to stop the Sankirtan again, I'll not only kill you, but everybody else in Nadia, who's a meat eater. And then he showed his chest. He had some marks on his chest. So he said, now, from now on, not just the ordinance for now, but I guarantee that throughout the generations after me, everyone in my family will allow Sankirtan to go on here in Nadia, unrestricted. It should never be stopped again. So it points out when you assert yourself in the Sankirtan movement, either chanting at home, someone might object, like, why are you wasting your time? Why are you chanting? Why are you carrying the bag around and so forth? Or if you go out on the street and chant Hare Krishna, people may misunderstand at first. That happened at the very beginning of the Sankirtan party. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to great lengths to introduce this to the people of the world. He himself went door to door in South India. Imagine village to village. He walked as a sannyasi barefoot here and there to various villages. He'd go in, they'd come greet him, sannyasi coming in, and of course it's Mahaprabhu. He was a gorgeous sight to behold. Suvarna varna he mango, varnangas chanchanangadi, sannyasya krishnama shanto nishta shanti purayana. One of the verses from the Sri Vishnu Sahasranam Stotram, which describes how this beautiful sannyasi was golden colored, wearing various kinds of ornaments. And when people saw him coming to town, they'd gather around and he would teach them this Harinam. In every house, he said, you should have this Harinam every night, chant Hare Krishna. And then, of course, through his teachings, the process got passed down, and it ended up through Srila Prabhupada on the streets of New York. He sent out his devotees. There's actually videos of them first going out. At the outset of the Sankirtan movement, they're coming out of the door of 22nd Avenue and onto the streets to chant Hare Krishna. And, you know, it expanded from there. People listened, other people started chanting. Of course, Prabhupada started chanting himself, by himself, in the park, until some young people like Brahmananda and others, Chutananda, Kirtananda, they came and they started dancing, listening, coming to the classes Prabhupada was giving nearby. And then he sent out parties to chant themselves, New York, San Francisco, then Montreal, Santa Fe, and it started taking off. And then some of the devotees said, Prabhupada, we'd like to go to London and meet the Beatles. Malati and Shyamasundar and others, Jamuna and Gurudas. So they flew to London, and they didn't have any money, so they had to borrow some money, because you had to have money to get in the country, because if you're just coming in, and people, they look at you in immigration, say, what are you doing here? If you said, I'm just coming for a short time, then you say, how much money do you have? So they borrowed money, and then they'd show it, and then they'd send the money back, and then the next group would bring it in. They said the airplane was so inexpensive, they didn't have seats, they had a rope to hang on to. They were standing up or something. So they lived in somebody's garage, and they had a plan to meet the Beatles. So they would go to the place where the Beatles were recording, and they'd send little gifts of prasadam and little insignias of apples and all kinds of little ways in which to insert themselves there. And later on, Shyamasundar tells about how they got invited to a party, and their George Harrison was there. So Shyamasundar and George Harrison, it was like from a last life, they were best friends all of a sudden. And George said, where you guys been? I've been waiting for you. And he had already heard the Hare Krishna mantra on a record. And because of hearing the record, he had been chanting Hare Krishna, very interested in meeting the devotees. So there it was, Krishna's arrangement. So this is something that happens when you chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada writes in the Srimad Bhagavatam that all the stipulated energies become organized in your life in the right way. Did you ever feel like they're not organized properly? Various energies? They're going in different directions. It's hard to manage. So you need a mantra. In order to direct your life properly, you have to have a mantra, and you have to have the right mantra if you want to have a supremely happy and perfectly organized life. And not that your life will be supremely organized if you chant Hare Krishna, but it will all make sense how the energies are working together. Because when you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna's presence, and he's the only one can actually organize everything in your life properly if you depend on him when you chant Hare Krishna. And so as the Sankirtan movement unfolded, starting from Nadia, Hare Krishna, everyone say Hare Krishna to all the people who've joined online, all the great devotees. Thank you for joining us. We're really touched that you're out there watching, and we feel your presence. So imagine that it started from Nadia with chant, Radha Krishna, everyone chant. And it's going down the street. Lord, can you imagine a kirtan with Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya? I mean, who wouldn't want to see that kirtan? And then it spread. you know, it spread through various devotees, acharyas. It came down, Prabhupada brought it to New York City. Then it went London, all over the world. Then they got a record deal to chant Hare Krishna. Then they got invited everywhere to chant Hare Krishna at clubs, on the radio. And Hare Krishna went all over the world. I saw, when I was in high school or in grammar school, I used to see the devotees chanting down in Berkeley at Sproul Plaza. They'd be out there all day. You drive by early and then you come back late, they'd still be there. And you're just hearing the Hare Krishna Ram mantra is very auspicious. Came from Lord Chaitanya. Chant, chant, Radha Krishna, everyone chant. And so now, miraculously, by Krishna's arrangement, he's the one organizing the energies. There are groups all over the world where you can chant Hare Krishna. So the secret to success in life is to chant Hare Krishna purely, with pure intention. If you call out to Krishna by repeating his sacred names and you ask him for shelter and help, then he'll enter your life in the most amazing ways and help you to organize all the energies so that you can use them in his service. And that's really the purpose of life, to be able to use all energies, to be empowered to use every energy that comes to you to engage in Krishna's service. So then, after Aishikadiya, comes the next slide, which says, Miche Mayar Bhoshe, we'll get there in the booth. Miche Mayar Bhoshe Jacho Beshe Kacho Habuduboy. Bye. Bhakti, switch the slide, please. Next slide. Thank you. He says, he's saying to the people, you're caught up in a whirlpool of senseless action. So what does that mean? A whirlpool of senseless action means that I'm being compelled by my senses to move in a certain direction, and my senses are doing that because of my past activities. So it's a continuum. In previous lives, I've acted in a certain way, and Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Purusha Prakriti Stohi Bhunte Prakriti Jan Gunan Karanam Guna Sangosya Sarasad Yoni Janmasu. That as you associate with various modes of nature, as you move about the universe, then you're creating your destiny. Where are you going to go? To the next life, and the next life, and the next life, in whatever situation you're going to end up in. And this is like a whirlpool. This material birth and death is called sansriti. It's flowing from one thing to the next. And he says here that you're just sinking in this, and you're basically drowning, because he uses the word habudubu, which in Bengali, it's anamanapia. What does that mean? Anamanapia. Yes, Bharat, give him the mic.
It's a word that like expresses a sound.
Yeah, so habudubu say? It sounds like you're drowning. Say it three times. Like bubbles coming up. It says, habudubu. So he says, you're drowning here in this material world. So what's the solution to this? Did you ever feel like you're drowning? I mean, too much work, too many problems, too many anxieties, too many stupid people in your life. You know, so what do you do? You can't figure it, you can't sort it all out on your own. The answer is what?
Chant.
It's on the board. Chant, chant, Radha Krishna, everyone chant. That's how to solve the problem of being overwhelmed. It's the only way. If you chant Hare Krishna sincerely and pray to Krishna and Radha Krishna, they'll help you. And everything will get sorted out. And then in the next statement, as they're dancing down the street, they point out how real happiness in life comes through proper alignment. You have to be aligned properly in order to have harmony in your life. If you're out of alignment, you won't be happy. So here's the simple way to get aligned. Jeev Krishna Das A Bishwas. Just be fixed on this principle, that I'm a servant of Krishna. And this is the sweetest thing ever. Because at any time, in any place, in any circumstance, you can invoke this prayer that Krishna, I'm your servant. And everything about the situation will change in your favor. Because when you declare yourself a servant of Krishna, you really don't have any more responsibility. Krishna will take responsibility. He says it in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityaja mami kam sharanam braja ahang tong sarva papi bhumukshai shami ma suchaha. Don't worry, I'll take care. I'll deal with this. All you have to do is your job. And what is your job? That's true. But the other the other job is surrender to Krishna. You only have one job, and that is to figure out how to surrender to Krishna. That's what sarva dharman parityaja means. Make, figure this out. Just don't worry about anything else. The shastras all say this. Can you believe it? Because I'm worried about so many different kinds of duties I have to deal with. But the shastra keeps saying over and over again, like devarshi bhuta nrinam pitrinam. I'm sorry. Devarshi bhuta nrinam pitrinam nakinkronayam ranicharajan sarvatmanaya sharanam sharanyam gato mukundam parihritakartam. This verse declares that everyone's in difficulty in this world. Why? Because they're drowning in debt. You ever feel like you're drowning in debt? Yes. It's the way this, of course, the present economic system is designed to keep everybody in debt. I'm not proposing conspiracy theories. I'm just saying it's messed up. So people are now drowning in debt in various ways, but it's existential. There's a way in which I'm drowning in debt because I'm coming into this world, I'm on borrowed time, and I'm being supported by many others just to be able to breathe and walk around in this world. The devas, the rishis, my parents, my relatives, other living entities, and so forth. But then the shastra says, if you just do your job, and what's your job? What's your only job in life? Yeah, if you just, you know, put that on your immigration form, what do? Surrender to Krishna. And in all circumstances, whenever you find yourself out of alignment, you say, this is why I feel out of alignment, because I've forgotten that my only job in life is to surrender to Krishna. So the Srimad Bhagavatam starts off by saying that this is what you should do. Organize your life around this principle. Kamasya nendriya pritir labo jiviti yavata jivasya tapfa jignasya narto yascheha karmabhi. Live so that you can surrender to Krishna more. And whatever you get, use it so you can be situated in a place you can surrender to Krishna. That's a job that we can actually get done. Everything else won't get done. Your to-do list will be a mile long. How long is yours now? A mile? You can't fix it. That's probably good news, but don't think you're ever going to get to the zero inbox is impossible. And the whole idea of, you know, that I'm just going to work it all out, like one idea is that I'm going to make enough money to retire, and then I won't have any problems, I'll just cruise. It won't happen. It never does. Because, anyway, I'm going to go into the details. It just doesn't happen because... because we're drowning. And it's not that you can come to that point. So that's an idea everybody has. Everybody thinks, I'll get to that point. But it won't happen. So if you attend to your main business, even while you're doing your other prescribed duties in life, but you're thinking, I'm doing this for Krishna, I'm surrendering to Krishna in the best way that I possibly can right now in my life, then you're properly aligned. Then your intelligence is aligned properly, and you'll be happy. In any given situation, you can revert to this and remember, right, I'm a servant of Krishna, and I'm going to surrender to him. And you can always call out to Krishna and say, Krishna, please save me. You want to try it? Okay, go ahead. It feels good, right? That's because we're living entities. Jeev Krishna Das A Bishwas Korle Tor Dukonai. The only thing that feels good to us ultimately is when we surrender to Krishna. In fact, sometimes in the worst situations, little jivas, and I'm not talking about devotees, I'm talking about little jivas everywhere, when they're in the worst situation possible and they're forced to say, Krishna, I take shelter of you, or they don't even know who Krishna is. Like Gajendra didn't know because he was an elephant. And
So he just knew there was an alligator on my leg, or crocodile, and that I need help, so he called out, please help me. That feels good. It's the only thing that ultimately feels good, but you can also do it preemptively. That's what being a devotee means. You preemptively decide, I'm going to do it all the time because it feels right. Then I'm in alignment. Don't wait till the crocodile gets on your leg, but surrender to Krishna. So he's just saying the truth. Jeev Krishna Das A Bishwas. Have full faith in this one principle, and then everything else will be aligned. Then in the next verse, he talks about the power of this sadhana, the practice of chanting Hare Krishna. So this is the number one top practice for all yogis anywhere in the universe. And we can bring in thousands of verses to confirm this. But let's take it from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he says here, this is what will happen if you continue to chant Hare Krishna. Krishna bolbe jabe. What does that mean? If? When you chant the name of Krishna. Bolbe jabe. Say bolbe jabe. Pulakabe. Then? Pulaka. Pulak. Bliss comes. Oh, good. We got Bengalis all over the place here. Okay. Pulak habe. Jorbi anki. Tears come to your eyes. Why would tears come to your eyes when you chant Hare Krishna? Well, because this is a relationship with Krishna. What every living entity is looking for is love. And we're not satisfied till we have love. And the origin of all love in our relationship is our relationship with Krishna. Here in the material world, we look for love, but because we're looking in a relative way, we're not seeing it in relationship to Krishna, our relationships become severed right and left, and it's very frustrating. It's so frustrating, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that some people decide that relationships in general don't work, that it's an actual existential fact that relationships don't work, and therefore he says that some people decide that I won't have any relationships at all. And there are philosophies, there are so-called spiritual philosophies that advocate that the ultimate state of perfection is nothingness. And that means no relationship. It means I'm nothing and there's nobody to reciprocate with. And that's out of disappointment. Philosophies that are based on disappointment generally don't work out very well. So you need something positive. And the positive thing in our life is love. That's what we all thrive on and are satisfied with. If you have that, then you're fully satisfied. And if you don't have that, it doesn't matter what else you have, you won't be happy. So how is it possible to actually experience that love? And so he says here, if you chant Hare Krishna, you'll feel that love because it's something that's already there within the heart, the potential to love Krishna. Every living entity has it. They all want that relationship of love. Prabhupada was sitting outside in the courtyard in Los Angeles one day, and two little kittens somehow were playing nearby. And you know how kittens get out of control, and they're playing with each other. And they came closer and closer. They came tumbling in right at, where Prabhupada was sitting. And one of the devotees, a new sannyasi, was thinking, oh no, get him out of here. But Prabhupada was appreciating them, and he was saying, just see how in every species, every living entity is looking for that exchange of love and relationship. And you can find it everywhere. When one becomes a human being and then chants Hare Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that it could become full-blown. The love you have for Krishna, and it awakens. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taught, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi Shravanani Shuddha Chitte Kare Udhoi. That means it's not something that has to come from somewhere else. It's already within you. You already have that potency to love Krishna. And it gets awakened when you come into the association of the internal energy of the Lord. And you remember that, oh, this is where my fortune is in loving Krishna. And when you feel that, even a tiny molecule of that, tears come to the eyes. And so this is a good sign when you're chanting. that you're chanting and you're feeling so much, like overwhelmed with gratitude for no reason. You just suddenly feel that Krishna's maintaining me. He loves me. He's there with me at every second. And the heart begins to palpitate and tears come to the eyes. This can happen for somebody who chants Hare Krishna. And also, if at the same time, remember the last point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meant, but think, I'm a servant of Krishna, just a humble servant. If you keep yourself in that position, and then you chant Hare Krishna, tears will come from your eyes. So, bolitai, jorbi anki bolitai. So, he's saying here, just chant Hare Krishna, and this will open up the loving relationship you have with Krishna, and you'll feel the ecstatic emotions for loving Krishna. Then the next one says, after that, see, there's a secret to these slides. I don't know if you notice it. Go back one. I have to inform those who are changing the slides, otherwise they miss it. Go back one more. Now I hit it again. See that? Pulaka Hubby. That's where you put your hands up. We built it into the slide, but generally it messes everything up unless somebody's informed ahead of time. All right, next one. Radha Krishna Bolo Shange Cholo. So all we're asking says they're going around begging. Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're begging, and all they're begging is, come with us, just chant Hare Krishna. Just come along and just chant. So that's what the Hare Krishna movement is. It's sharing this great wealth of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the Sangha of devotees, the Srimad Bhagavatam. These are all the great treasures from the spiritual world, and you can just bring people and then teach them. First, you have to teach people what a treasure actually is, so they can see it and appreciate it. So it takes some culture. But that's actually how the Hare Krishna movement goes on. It's those who go out and they beg people, please chant, please come with us, please learn how to do this. And all the work that we do in the Krishna Conscious Movement is trying to figure out how we can better chant Hare Krishna and we can invite more people so they can keep chanting. And finally, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in the last slide, all dangers will be gone when that name is chanted. So this one can experience for oneself. If you chant Hare Krishna and depend on the holy name in all the aspects of your life, you'll feel all the dangers have gone away.
Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, hey! Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman.